Just hours after Israeli and Palestinian leaders were presented with the international roadmap to peace, Israel launched an incursion into Gaza City. At least 7 Palestinians were killed in the ensuing gun battle. 15 were wounded, along with 7 Israeli soldiers. Israeli officials say such operations will continue until the Palestinian Authority cracks down on militant organizations, as the roadmap requires. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Copies of the long-awaited roadmap to peace, formulated jointly by the U.S., European Union, Russia, and the United Nations, were given to Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and newly sworn-in Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas yesterday. Palestinian Cabinet Minister Saab Erekat says Palestinians welcome the publication of the roadmap, especially the fact that the original draft was not changed despite Israeli reservations.
We have 3 phases. In the first phase, there are 14 Palestinian obligations, 12 Israeli obligations. We don't need to renegotiate anything. What we need is a third party to monitor and tell the world who's implementing and who's not implementing.
For the Palestinians, the most significant demand in the first phase is for Israel to immediately dismantle all settlement outposts erected since March 2001 and to freeze all settlement expansion. For Israelis, the Palestinian leadership is asked to issue an unequivocal statement reiterating Israel's right to exist in peace and security. The Palestinians must also call for an immediate and unconditional ceasefire to end armed activity and all acts of violence against Israelis everywhere. Mark Sofer, a senior official at the Israeli Foreign Ministry, says the Palestinians must fulfill their part before Israel has to do anything.
It is a sequential map. It does have to start with the action against terrorism, the cessation of incitement to terrorism blaring out on Palestinian radio and television, because clearly we can't, under any circumstances, talk peace by day and have our people blown up by night.
But even before implementation of the roadmap began, there was more violence on the ground. Overnight, Israeli tanks backed by helicopters raided the Sejaiya neighborhood in Gaza City and laid siege to the house of the family of a militant from the Islamist Hamas movement. Palestinian witnesses said soldiers called on family members inside to leave the house, but they refused. In a gun battle between soldiers and Palestinians, at least 7 Palestinians were killed and 15 others wounded. Among the dead were a 2-year-old boy and a 13-year-old boy. 7 Israeli soldiers were also wounded. Palestinian journalist Mohammed Wahidi, who lives close to the Sejaiya neighborhood, says these kinds of Israeli actions inflame Palestinian opinion against a potential peace deal with Israel.
This will lead to a very simple result. Palestinians will say no. And this will create in hatred, this will make every Palestinian, even those peace supporters, Hamas supporters.
Hamas, as well as the Islamic Jihad and the Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades, have said they will not stop attacks on Israelis as demanded by both the roadmap and new Palestinian Prime Minister Abbas. Hamas and the brigades also took joint responsibility for a suicide bombing early Tuesday that killed 3 Israelis in a beachfront pub in Tel Aviv. Israeli police said the bomber was a British citizen who entered Israel from Gaza. They are still searching for a second bomber, also a British citizen, who fled after his bomb failed to detonate. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.